We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Ooh.
Let's try to keep the gassiness to a minimum, please. Thank you.
You want to keep your...
Why did you exit out? Hello, everybody.
There.
Has it been stopped the whole entire time?
I don't know how long it was stopped, but it was 12:04, so it might have just stopped. Not on you, but it was on me.
So everyone missed your whole entire thing about...
Possibly. Only the...
people are getting to you.
Yeah.
The system's breaking in.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Gosh, it smells like a fart.
I know.
You smell that, right?
I said keep the gassiness to a minimum, and you're not doing it very well over there, little one.
Yeah,
oh, today is somebody's birthday. He's slithering around now, but my child is 4 years old today. They're stiff and hardcore. What's in here? Where are they being, like, sniffing dogs?
He just sniffs now all the time. He's perpetually sniffs.
It's an in-heat thing.
You think so?
Yep. It's a territory thing. He says he's sniffing to see if he smells any other marks. I said keep guessing to minimum. That's not fair.
Okay.
All right, I got to hurry up. I'm blabbing. Sorry. All right, anyways. So Stephanie Seymour, who is a supermodel.
That's who used to be married to?
Tommy, some guitarist.
No, it used to be Axl Rose's.
That's his real name, Tommy.
No, but that was...
Because when I looked, he did not pop up anywhere.
I don't think they were married, but they dated.
Oh, then that's probably why it doesn't say spouse or divorce. But
yeah.
I think
that's the one that was...
Yeah, that's...
Remember
actual,
I told you...
She's married to the billionaire now.
Yeah.
Peter Brandt. Well, their son, Peter Brandt Jr., was arrested for assault on an officer at JFK Airport after making... very vulgar language, just screaming and making noise all throughout the airport. He was on his way to West Beach, Florida to meet his dad out there, and he resisted arrest, was swinging around, injured an officer, and then him and the officer were sent to the hospital, and then he was booked and has been charged on assault of a police officer at the JFK Airport. So Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. He has a troubling past. A couple of years ago, he was also arrested by a phone call made by his mother, Stephanie, for a domestic dispute. Who knows if it was on her? Who knows if it was on somebody else in the family? But yeah. I guess that's what happens whenever you are the child of that, and the parents are not around as much.
Yeah.
Not that I'm criticizing your parenting, but there is a difference between Ivanka Trump and Eric Trump and Donald Jr. and the other two, opposed to every other billionaire child out there.
I know. I know, if you think about it. From the Hilton kid, remember him? Paris Hilton's
the brother?
Kid? Yeah.
The brother, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
The airplane,
yeah.
and doing the whole, you know, that whole thing.
Well, even her with the sex tape.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even though that's a, no one likes to ever talk about those kinds of dark paths, but.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey. All right. So Iggy Azalea was on. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. If he really thinks that his wife is that much prettier than Melania Trump, I will laugh.
Well, it's not that. It's Cruz. It's like
he has to show all the good pictures.
Well, it's your typical. Everybody's a tough guy until they get punched in the face. And then they go screaming like a little baby.
Yeah.
They started this. Ted Cruz and his people started this. But they're trying to say that Trump is attacking Heidi Cruz and Trump is a coward for doing it. And they didn't have anything to do with the Super PAC ad that Liz Marr made.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that's BS. You know, these campaigns have power over these Super PACs. And when somebody does an ad that shows Melania Trump that, and it goes, oh, do you want her to be your first lady? Vote for Senator Cruz. That's somebody doing something and using Ted Cruz's name. No different than when the Klan supports Donald Trump and everybody runs to Donald Trump and goes, why aren't you disavowing that ad? You should be disavowing people supporting you who are part of the Klan. And Trump goes, I got no control over what they do.
Yeah.
And everybody goes after him. It's the same thing with Cruz. People should be going after him going, why aren't you condemning that ad? That was a you went after the guy's wife first. Yeah, she did what she did, no different than your wife, you know, was crazy wandering the streets. But Donald Trump never brought that up. You condone somebody doing that to Donald Trump's wife. Why aren't you condemning it? And he's not. He's going, we had nothing to do with that ad. And it's BS. No different than, you know, John Kasich's Super PAC did an ad that compared Trump to Hitler. And Kasich said, don't do that again. Kasich said, he goes, I'm not going to do that. He goes, that's getting in the mud. I'm not going to do it. I regret doing it.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz is trying to play coy. I had no idea. They knew. And he could have denounced it. He could have came out and said, I don't agree with that ad. That was tasteless. No different than when the Washington Post made fun of my kids and called them monkeys. And everybody defended Ted Cruz. He should have stood up and said, Donald, that was wrong. I don't like that. I don't condone that. I denounce it. But he didn't. So Trump responded. And it wasn't like, oh, she's a whore. He said, I'll spill the beans. Cruz got all paranoid. And then Trump retweeted a tweet of Melania looking beautiful because she's hot.
I know what picture you're talking about, yes. Where Heidi has the worst face.
Yeah, and she has the worst face.
Yeah.
And it says, no need to spill the beans. The images are worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
So he didn't like that. Cruz didn't like that.
Well, he's the one spilling the beans on the
exactly.
Line,
when you
so
when you
just,
open Pandora's box, like I said, don't be a bully. Don't be a tough guy. And when someone punches you in the face, you go and cry.
Yeah.
And that's what Cruz is doing. He's crying.
Well, Iggy Azalea was on Watch What Happens Live. And she was telling Andy Cohen, because they were talking about the different little celebrity feuds that she's had with Macklemore and his song White Privilege 2, about how she is appreciating rap music to Nicki Minaj, claiming that Iggy Azalea doesn't write her own music. She's like, you know, Macklemore should have called and been like, hey, heads up, I did this, so I wouldn't be so blindsided. Nicki Minaj, I do write my own music. We have the same amount of credits on each other's albums, so who is she to want to talk? And then she was asked about Britney Spears, and this is the funny part.
Okay.
Because Britney Spears had her people go to Iggy's house to search it to make sure there was no drugs and no sketchy stuff, to make sure Iggy Azalea wasn't a bad influence on Britney Spears before they could do their songs together.
Oh, really?
That did nothing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's not like I got it cracked in chilling in my house. Like what you said.
Britney Spears must have. I know the dad still runs her money. She still has a conservator. They must have like one of those sober coaches.
Probably.
Like they must have somebody that that babysits her.
Keeps an eye on her.
Yeah, like they have those sober coaches. They have that,
Yeah.
Scott Weiland actually had one for a little while. They got rid of him. But, a person that worked for me wound up getting a job. He used to be married to Kelly Kukoc. Sky Lazy, Josh Lazy. Josh Resnick, his name was. That was his job. He was a sober coach. He would get paid to hang out with celebrities.
That makes sense. Why?
So they didn't,
I get it.
They
yeah.
didn't become junkies.
Yeah, because there's one of the Real Housewives shows that I watched, there's a woman on there by the name of Jennifer who did the Dr. Drew Celebrity Rehab, and that's what she does, but she was always around Brandy. And that makes sense. Like, granted that they're like more of like a friend because they get to know you and they get to be with you so much that you do have like a companionship in a sense where I get it. Not saying that was Brandy's coach, but it just so happened that she was amongst and would talk about it, you know, because of the Kim Richards situation. But yeah, I understand.
Yeah, they would Lazy. That was his name, Lazy. He would go with these guys, like if they went on tour, he would go with them.
Yeah. They always have that though. They always have. It's like they have the road therapist.
Yeah.
They have the road coach, the life coach, and then whoever else. What other coaches they have? They have like a plethora of coaches. All right. So Jess and Jessa Duggar. Oh my gosh, why are their names so bleh? They have a new show, which is Jess and Jessa Counting On, which of course they're part of the Duggar family. And because people care about the sisters and their situation. Oh, they had 2 million views in their premiere of their show. But the downside is, 7 advertisers were very upset to see their ads on that show. CC's Pizza was very upset. Choice Hotels was upset. Mattress Firm was upset. Pure Michigan, White Way Foods, and the UPS store. They say, don't show our ads anymore with that Duggar family. We don't want any part of it. Nope. 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 They were very upset.
Well, yeah, because the dude's like, you know.
Let's be clear. Their brother, Josh, who's not part of the show, is a weirdo.
Well, yeah.
And does bad things.
Yep.
And preys on little kids. Yeah, that's right. I said it. All right, so Kelly Rowland, the cousin of Beyonce, who was also part of Destiny's Child, she is pairing up with makeup artist Sheikha Daly to make a makeup line for all women. But main focus on the chocolate girls. That's like what she said. She's like, I got to pay attention to my chocolate girls. We're going to start with lashes for my chocolate girls. It's all about the chocolate girls. I'm like, this sounds so wrong. Even coming from you, don't say that. Like after saying it more than once, it's kind of weird. Maybe that's just me that thinks that's weird, but it's weird.
I think it's pretty weird.
So, as you know, Will Smith was snubbed at the Oscars this year. But who's to the rescue is the MTV Movie Awards. Yay! Who's giving him the Generation Award? And, of course, he's nominated for Concussion. He's probably going to win it. And he's going to give a speech about how, you know, the Oscars are evil people and all they care about white people.
Oh, that's funny.
So, it's like you go to, like, the stepchild that no one cares about.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You're Cinderella.
Yeah. Well, we still get something. He'll get something.
Woo! All right, sports news.
All right, so, what do you got?
RG3 has officially signed a 2-year deal with the Cleveland Browns for $15 million.
Better than Manziel.
Yes. He is super excited to work with Pep Hamilton and Jackson.
Okay.
Jackson. So congratulations, RG3. You get to play for a team. Now you got to compete to see if you can play.
Yeah.
With whoever they're.
But they got nobody.
Yeah, they're going to definitely get him. All right, so Jeff Fisher, the coach of the Rams, tells ESPN that 100% incorrect statement about Michael Sam of them drafting him in 2014 so they won't be on Hard Knocks. And Michael Sam's like, go figure. He's like, I'm not surprised at all. Hair flip.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. They drafted him so it wouldn't be on Hard Knocks.
But now they're going to be on Hard Knocks, but in L.A.
I know.
Maybe they just didn't want the city of St. Louis to be seen because they're probably like, ooh, no. No, thank you.
See, isn't that, you know, now they're going to be on Hard Knocks. It kind of bolsters what that report came out said about drafting him, so they wouldn't be. I think so, but we'll see.
All right, so A-Rod. Now this is like crazy. Alex Rodriguez, cray cray. So he's been with the Yankees going on 10 years. Well, in 2017, it will be 10 years when his contract's up. And he's saying, ESPN, I'm done. I'm going to retire after 2017. My contract's over then. I will go home and be a dad. And now he's saying, oh, I don't know yet. I still got 2 more years. I'll figure it out then. Make up your mind. We get it. We get it. You've been around forever.
I think it depends on if he breaks the records. I think he wants to break the records. I think he wants to break Babe Ruth. I think he wants to break
Sammy Sosa. Barry Bonds. Whatever.
I think he wants to break Hank Aaron. I think he wants to break those records. Yeah. I think that's what he wants to do.
Which team was Sammy Sosa on again?
He's not even playing anymore.
No, but what team was he on?
He was on the Cubs.
Yeah, Cubs. That's right. All right.
And for all intents and purposes, A-Rod should beat Babe Ruth this year because it's only 20.
I thought it was 14, but maybe.
I saw it was 20 he needed, 20-something.
We have to double check. All right, so Kansas City Royals did an awesome little tribute to their fans. And on their Hall of Fame wall, you know where they have like all the people of Hall of Fame and the Royals, they put this mural of the World Series win of all the fans like celebrating, and it's like a big thank you love. It's really nice. Cool. Really nice. You might see your face in there if you're a Royals fan.
Fred, they won this year, huh? Who'd they beat?
Giants? No.
Mets? Yeah, it was the Mets.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Mets. They like swept them almost. Yeah.
It was like 4-1.
Yeah, they destroyed them. It was the Mets. Yeah.
Final story. This is a funny story. All right, so Gary Woodland, who's a golfer, they're doing the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
And he hit at the tee,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of went away from the hole. They didn't get it in. And kind of landed in mud. He went up, but he was like, oh, I don't want to get my white pants dirty. So he took off his pants and then hit the ball.
What kind of underwear did he have on? Like Under tiny Armour. Whities?
I think it's Under Armour because he was doing he was at Under Armour event because they were like promoting all their like coming out with new stuff.
Not planned.
So when he did it and then he went there, him and the Spest kid, they're you know, part of Under Armour, and he was talking about how he took his pants.
Yeah,
but it's still a funny story that a golfer at one of the big tours is just going, whoop.
Funny.
That's it.
All right.
I'm on spring break after this.
She's on spring break, guys.
We'll see you Monday. Oh, well,
She'll see you on Monday.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
And I'm Katie. This is Rob.
Well, you have fun on your spring break.
You know what we're doing spring break? We're going to enjoy some raining blood. And a blood ski mask? No, wait. What's it
called?
Dead
skin.
Yeah.
Mask.
That one. And the abyss. All right. Au revoir.
the abyss.
Whatever.